Why'd it stop?
It's Coast 93.1. Hi, good morning. Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Do you guys remember the parachute thing in school? It was like a multicolored parachute thing that you'd all sit around and lift it up.
And then
you'd put it behind you and go under it, and there was like a mushroom.
Yeah.
Right?
I was like a little kid.
Do they still do that?
I haven't been a little kid in like 43 years.
No, you know what? Like with kids now.
No.
Do they? I came across this thing on Instagram, so I'm scrolling through Instagram, right? And it's one of those threads, and it was like memories from elementary school that everyone has, and it depends on your age, you know, whether or not you have them. Like this one, you know, the walls in a school that were like those big, like white, like cinder block bricks.
Yep.
And the
but they were soft.
Yes. Smooth.
Soft?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
They were smooth.
Well, they were painted. So they were
painted,
smooth.
Painted white. And then the like what would be the grout, it was a little dimple. And you, whenever you walked in the hall, you'd run your finger.
You put your finger through. Yeah.
Yeah. Right? And make a dent in it.
Nope.
Make a dent? No.
No?
Nope. That was,
no, it was like cement.
The padded room that you lived in as a child.
Okay? I always get these memories mixed up. I don't like when any sentence starts off with, do you remember? No.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like, I think
and you'd
I do.
Run your finger through the thing because it was just like a satisfying feeling.
Yeah,
right?
When you were walking to music class or whatever.
Yes.
Going down to art, going down to the art wing.
Yeah.
Oh, the art wing.
One
of
the kids had the Scholastic fair,
magazine?
The book fair.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, they still do that?
I get pumped. Why it's now starting to get excited, but when those would come home with him, I'd be like, oh my God, Scholastic Book Day.
Yeah. Because you'd have to order it.
Yes.
You'd have to order it, right?
And then the day when it arrived, it was like Christmas.
Or what about when they had the book fair? That was
a big deal.
Shut it down. My favorite, Scholastic Book Fair Day.
Right.
Yeah.
That was not, well, first of all, that wasn't my favorite day.
All right, maybe not my
I doubt it was your favorite day.
My favorite day was pizza day in the lunchroom. But aside from that.
All right, or like the last day of school, favorite
day. Now that's
day.
A great day.
Or like field day, favorite day.
That's a great day.
Okay.
Yeah. Senior skip day, amazing.
I'm sorry.
7-9 Coast, is anyone listening who can tell us whether or not they still do the parachute thing?
I honestly don't know.
Did they do that in all schools? I mean, I think the fact that the three of us remember that, and we grew up in three different towns.
I don't know if I remember that, if I remember seeing it on a 1970s show. I don't know. Maybe I did it. You ever think that? Like, you've seen it so much on TV, you're like, I must have did that.
Oh, yeah, where like you make up a memory.
I might be making that up. I don't know. Maybe I'm not. But either way, it sounds fun.
7-9 Coast. Here's another one. I don't know if kids have these days. Pencil grips. Remember those little pencil grips?
Oh, the little, I wanted to use those. They were not necessary.
Not at all necessary.
No.
They didn't work.
No, there was no reason to have them.
But I felt more proper when I used my grip. I was like, this is how you are supposed to hold the pencil.
Yeah, and then I have a purple one, I have this yellow one.
Yeah.
How about those old school pencil sharpeners that you had to go into the back, and it was a crank? You had to crank it in the back, and then you always had to empty it out every once a day because it was filled with the shavings in it,
come up with any excuse to have to get up during class. Bathroom, you have to sharpen your pencil. I need a pen.
Water fountain.
Water fountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel good. You know, things like that. Like, how many more minutes is class? I got to sharpen
this pencil.
All
the same excuses you use at work.
Totally. I got to go.
Yeah,
I got to go to the bathroom.
I don't feel good. Yeah.
I don't feel good.
Water fountain. We don't have a water fountain.
I'm thirsty.
Good morning. Is it Heather?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Heather. The parachute thing.
Yeah. So that is a super favorite memory of mine when I was a kid.
Right.
But I am in the car with my kids driving to school.
Yeah.
And you want to say what your thoughts are, Ben?
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
I forgot the question.
Another good memory.
He was at the water fountain during that moment. Yeah.
No, the parachute thing in gym.
Yeah, did you guys have that?
Yeah.
They still do it. He says he hates it.
Oh.
Come on, Ben. I just got a message that my friend Ethan, they still do the parachute.
They still do. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and And it, but apparently it's not quite as enjoyable. At least
no, definitely.
Well, I know because it doesn't involve a screen.
Yeah. Well, no, I do. Yeah. I'd rather be playing football and basketball and you know kickball and all that stuff too. I mean, who wants to play with the parachute?
Well, I did because I wasn't good at basketball and football and baseball.
Blake versus Ben.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
I was really good at the parachute. Yeah. Thank you, Heather and family and crew.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye,
see you
guys.
Later. Let me see. What
Let's
are some,
hear more.
Some, oh, three words. And you'll not only will you get a visual, but you'll get a feeling. Plastic chair static.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's
right?
So weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
Immediately, you're like, getting up from that chair was a horror.
Like, right.
Yeah. Your hair would go all, right? Yeah.
They were in the lunchroom for me.
Oh, yeah,
that's,
exactly.
That's where we had them. Because we actually, we got the newer chairs, which were, I don't know, they were like almost like cementy in a way, but they didn't have as much static.
Oh, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They were a little rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about this one? In gym, when you'd be on two different teams and there'd be the pinnies, like the
well,
the mesh pinnies.
Yeah.
How often do you think those got washed back in the day?
Oh, never.
Right?
Well, isn't Tom
and
the guy?
I am, well, I was.
The equipment manager?
The equipment manager for the town of Cape Elizabeth soccer. And I still have like 7,000 pinnies in my basement that have never been washed.
Wow.
My basement It smells like a friggin' lock, a boy's locker room.
Right. Where COVID started in Todd's basement.
Yeah, right. It's so bad.
We can ask Dr. Shaw that on Friday.
That's a good question. See, yeah. Does COVID die
Dr. Shaw,
in a basement?
Is it possible
that Todd's
that COVID
basement.
Began in a penny in Todd Guttner's basement?
The athletic, yeah.
Yeah.
I
am the equipment manager. You're like, did you hear him kind of straighten up his posture?
For the Cape Elizabeth soccer boosters.
Yes. Oh, my God. All right. A little trip down memory lane. It is crazy, like all these things that we have in common, right?
I want to hear more.
Okay.
I don't know if there are more.
Okay.
You remember.
Just wondering out loud over there.